I'm here on the job site with Dale, who's a framing contractor.
Hey, good morning.
Dale traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for all his business vehicles. We're here where he needs us most.
Yep, they sure are.
We make it easy for him to save on all his insurance needs, all in one place, with coverage that fits his business and bottom line. Oh, I shouldn't have looked down.
It's all right.
We're so far up here.
Look at me. Take a deep breath.
Oh, I'm good. So good.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at Geico.com and see how much you could save. Get more with Geico.
Your kids could get free or low-cost health coverage from Medicaid or CHIP. Even if you've applied before, they may be eligible now. Kids up to age 19 are covered for checkups, vaccines, dentist visits, hospital care, and more. And if they already have Medicaid or CHIP, remember to renew every year. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Hey guys, welcome to the Frokers Podcast, where we talk about things that you probably should too. Today I'm joined by...
I'm John of Deepin Stevens.
And I am your lovely and extremely handsome host, might I add, Ethan, otherwise known as FlabsXE Gaming. And today is going to be a very special episode. You guys have already read the title, so I'm not going to beat over the bush here. We are joined by two special guests today, and it's going to be relating to the actual topic we're saying. I don't know if the title might give it away or not. I'm not totally sure what I'm going to name this just yet. Depends on how this goes, actually. Sometimes I name it based on something that happened in the actual episode. I'm joined by two of my coworkers, actually. And I'm gonna soft introduce them, and then I'll let them introduce themselves however they feel. We'll do ladies first though. So the first one's Gianna, and that's what I'm gonna call her. I'm assuming that's what she wants to be called right now. So she is one of my coworkers. She's awesome. She like honestly has kept me sane throughout the entirety of working there, because we're gonna get into the juiciest parts of why I was losing my sanity there. But she was the one that like kept my sanity, and the first story that I'm gonna tell is amazing and hilarious, and it's gonna actually relate to her specifically. But she's awesome. So do you want to introduce yourself?
I already know what story you're talking about, but hi, I'm Gianna. I don't really know what to say about myself. I just say, like, you know, I'm perfect and I'm a great worker, and this is gonna be a great time. I'm excited to talk about all this.
All right, perfect. Yep. And then the other guy is Cameron, and he literally juggles fire. So don't get on his bad side, otherwise there's a problem. And he also has an amazing Trump impression, which will probably end up hearing in this episode at some point. So Cameron, would you like to introduce yourself?
What's up, chat?
All right.
My name is Cameron. I get used at work a lot, and I don't get paid at times.
Well, that's an introduction. But
wow.
But yes. So, and obviously, now John's not a coworker necessarily, but he's also just the other person on the podcast. So John, are you planning to just talk about, like, do you have other work experience you can talk about, or are you just gonna stick to like when you were at like the boot camp thing there? Or?
Yeah, I'll probably stick to that. I might mention like a few things from like school, but I'll try to avoid that because that's a completely different thing.
Yeah, I mean, you can qualify it as work, technically speaking, but if that's only if you like run out of things, I guess.
Right.
But yeah, so we're just gonna get into the nitty gritty. I'm gonna skip over the headlines and creator showcase for this particular episode because I honestly just want to get right into the topic and not waste any time. So it's customary for the host to go first around here, and boy, do I have a story. It's probably my favorite story to tell from working here. Now, one thing I probably actually should have mentioned to these two is we can't say the actual name of the restaurant because right now it is a restaurant that's still in business, so we can't say their name. And unless they're paying me, which they're not, then they don't get to have their name on here. So we're just going to call it, we can just call it Naan for right now, because we can say that because that's just a food. So that's what I'm going to go with. So we work at a place called Naan. Obviously, it's not the actual name of it. And it's like an Indian-style Chipotle. That's the best way I can explain it to you. So we have like, build-your-own-bowls, burrito tacos, whatever. And obviously, it's because it's like Chipotle, you have a line. You got people that come in. They got to order from the line and stuff like that. And one night, I'm working with good old John over here. And I forget exactly what I was doing. I think I was grilling something. Because we have like, chicken on the grill, we have lamb on the grill, whatever. She's already laughing because she knows where this is going. And we have three different sauces that, well, we have more than that. But we have three different, like, main sauces they can get on their bowls, burritos, tacos, whatever. And the one's like a, it's like a sweet, creamy tomato-based one. We call it Makani. I don't know if that's actually, I don't think that's trademarked. So I'm allowed to say it. And then we have a masala sauce, and then we have a vindaloo sauce. So those are the different sauces. And when we start to run out, we always have to put some more in to like, this cauldron-looking thing, basically, to heat it up. And I was grilling, so I noticed that we had gotten low on the masala sauce on the line. And so I just asked her, like, hey, can you go grab some masala sauce and put it in the pot? And so she says yes, she goes to grab it. And then I want to say, like, 30 seconds to a minute later, she comes out, she's like, I don't think we have any slamming sauce. And some little behind the scenes here, I guess, is, I want to say a week before this happened, we had gotten, like, 20 billion boxes of sauces for different stuff. So we had, like, 20, like, there's, like, 20 different boxes of the Makani sauce, 20 of the Slammin' sauce, 20 of the Vindaloo sauce. And so when she said we had none, like, we had no Slammin' sauce, I'm like, my first reaction was, is she joking? Is she fucking with me right now? What's going on here? And I look over at her face, and she's dead serious. She's like, she's dead serious. She's dead set on the fact that we had no Slammin' sauce. So I go into the walk-in where we store the sauce, and I just look at the array of boxes that are in there. Like, literally, the walk-in was so filled with damn boxes that I had to put stuff on top of other stuff because we had no room because of the damn boxes. And I just look at all these boxes that say slamming sauce on it, and I'm like, okay, I'm not exactly sure what's going on here, but, so she walks into the walk-in with me, and she just sees these boxes, and she instantly, I didn't even have to say anything, she instantly knew what was going on. And, yeah, so that was basically the extent of it mostly, but like, if the apocalypse happened, we would still have Slammin' sauce. Like, that's how stocked we were on that Slammin' sauce. We the end of the world could happen and we were still ready for it, so.
In my defense, we had never put those sauces in boxes before that. I didn't know we were putting them in boxes. I was confused. I was like, what are all these random boxes doing here? Where the sauces are supposed to be? The sauces are in the boxes. But I didn't know that. I didn't know that at the time. Nobody tells us shit.
Yeah,
that's Cameron. So real.
Nobody tells Cameron shit.
Yeah, that's true. But, you know, because here's the thing. The boxes did have a giant label that said Slammin' sauce on it. So, like, I'll cut you some slack, but I can't cut you a lot of slack, you know?
I'm not the brightest, okay?
Well, all right.
I may have glasses, but it doesn't help me with everything.
I may have glasses, but I still can't see shit.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's fair. But yeah, that's honestly, I don't know, like, there's a couple stories that are my favorite, but that one's definitely up there. It's just like, it was just so funny to me because I'm like, we were ready for the apocalypse. If a bajillion people came in ordering only Slammin' sauce for some weird reason because they were freaks, then we were still ready. We had the sauce ready for him. So, like, that, it was just funny. I think there's a couple things that night that honestly made it a fabulous, like, a really fun night. But, like, that was the highlight of it, I think.
Definitely.
So, we still, like, call back to that moment. Just, like, several times. Like, there's a couple times where I'm like, hey, John, if you can find it, can you go grab some Slammin' sauce? Something like that. Or, like, hang on, John, I gotta go hunting, scavenging for some Slammin' sauce. We're out of it. Like, something like that. I always try to, not all the time, because then it'd get annoying, but, like, here and there, I try to bring it up, because it's hilarious.
I'm just a girl, y'all.
But, yeah, so, we'll let, you know what, Jonas, since we just made fun of you, I think it's only fair that you get to go next for a story. Now, your guys' stories can literally be about anything as long as it's work-related, so, you have the floor. Go ahead.
I think I'm gonna recall to the one time where all three of us were there, and we were all so, Ethan had already been working in the morning, and me and Cam had come in for the night shift. So it was just us three. Our manager had just left. We were all chilling, and we had started discussing because our pay was very inconsistent, very inconsistent. We weren't getting paid on time. You know how there's the usual direct deposit on Friday? Yeah, no. We had to ask for our paychecks at some points. We had to, we got paychecks in cash. We got checks. It was never consistent. So we had started talking about that. And at the time, I was a minor. Cameron's a minor. So we were, making fun of the minor laws because this place really does not care about any of the minor laws. So we were like, oh, what if we just slip? Oh, what if we just do this?
And I remember that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. I didn't know where you're going at first, but now I know where you're going.
I thought we were talking about like a month ago. But
yeah, I thought that's what I thought too. Yeah. But, okay, I see.
Yeah. And Cameron gets on a ladder and he's just talking. You know, I could fall off of this right now, pretending to make jokes. And we get a phone call on the store phone.
I'm here on the job site with Dale, who's a framing contractor.
Hey, good morning.
Dale traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for all his business vehicles. We're here where he needs us most.
Yep, they sure are.
We make it easy for him to save on all his insurance needs, all in one place, with coverage that fits his business and bottom line. Oh, I shouldn't have looked down.
It's all right.
We're so far up here.
Look at me. Take a deep breath.
Oh, I'm good. So good.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at Geico.com and see how much you could save. Get more with Geico.
So I go. I pick it up because I'm, like, really not doing anything. I pick it up. I'm like, hey, thank you for calling our place. How may I help you? And then our manager says, hey, can you hand the phone to Cameron, please? So I'm like, oh, this isn't going to go well. So I walk over, I give it to Cameron, and all of a sudden I just see Cameron's face drop. Just see it drop, and he locks in on this phone call. And he looks at Ethan, and he goes, do you set the clock out? And he just keeps sitting there. And we all are just like, all of us just get into a mood and we're just like, oh God, what just happened? This isn't going to go well. Ethan goes and clocks out. I'm just standing there watching Cameron on the phone, not knowing what to do. He puts it down and he goes, yeah, he called and said, so are y'all going to stop talking shit? Oh, I didn't know that was something a manager could say. First of all. And second of all, he was just very unprofessional with the whole thing. The next day he had us clock out and sit down to talk about work-related things and basically tried to intimidate us, being like, oh, do you have anything else you have to say? Oh, this, that, and the third, if you're really that upset. And then he ends up saying to us, if you guys were that upset about not getting paid on time, you could have just told me. You could have just come to me. What? We're supposed to come to you for our paychecks? For our pay? The pay that we were supposed to be getting paid on the same day? We all set up direct deposit. I know all of us have an account to get that, like, deposited into.
Yeah.
So why isn't it happening? We have, us as workers has to come to you as a manager. And this manager, we got so many stories on this manager, y'all. It's bad. It's bad. He's a bad man. Okay, and I'm gonna leave it there.
Just so it doesn't get confusing too, we actually have technically two managers. So the one we're talking about now, it doesn't currently work there. And then there's going to be another one, depending on, I don't know what story he's going to tell exactly, but there's two of them. So we'll try and keep it organized. I don't know, cause we can't say their names. So I don't know how, like.
We'll say bad manager and good manager. That's how I tell my family about it, because they don't know their name.
That's fair. I was going to say, we could just make up random names like Jeff and Joe or something, which does not go with what they look like at all, but whatever.
It could be Jeff and George, because, you know.
Jeff and George. Yeah. Actually, that makes a lot Jeff of sense, actually.
Jeff and George.
But yeah, that day, like, kind of pissed me off internally, because I'm like, first of all, because he even told me, this manager, that because Jonah said, he pulled us aside individually and talked to us. He wasn't as stern to me, I guess, as he was to these two, which that also ticked me off. I only found that out like a month ago. But he was telling me, he's like, people talk shit about their managers all the time. And I'm like, okay, exactly. So why are you pissed off? because maybe the reason he talked more harshly to these two is because I actually called him out on a little bit of his baloney during the thing we were talking about. Because that was one of the things I said. I didn't say it in that manner. I was just like, okay, I understand that, but why are you so upset then if you knew it was going to happen anyway? I said something along the lines of that. And he kind of backpedaled a little bit. And I'm like, okay. All right, I see what's going on here. So, yeah, it kind of, the day it happened ticked me off. And then once me and him had talked, because I said, I called him out on a couple things. And he had, at least, to his credit, I guess, he admitted to a couple of things. But at the same time, it just ticked me off, and then it ticked me off more to find out that he talked down to these two way more, because I didn't know that. So, yeah, there's a whole thing there. But again, you know, we have plenty of stories to tell, so we'll keep telling them.
Also, one more thing to add about this manager is this manager would come to each of us workers individually and say, oh, I feel like firing this person. Oh, yeah, I feel this person isn't doing this good of a job. And like he would say that, or like one of us would leave and he'd be like, okay, so who closed last night? And then he would be like, okay, they did a terrible job, or send us text messages about it was he. Mm.
Like, why are we telling employees? Like, that's just rude. That's unprofessional.
That's unprofessional.
That was like a big thing. Is like, he literally told me, he was like, yo, I'm thinking about actually firing Ethan. And I was like, oh, why? And he's like, hey, he's just not doing that good of a job. Like, and you were there for like, I think like 3 or 4 months.
Yeah. And then when I had
and
to talk with Cameron,
and offers you a manager.
Yeah.
That's what was really funny. Because here's the thing, like, the way I describe my work role, even now, is I told this to Cameron actually literally like just this week. I'm like, I'm basically a manager without the manager pay. Like, that's because, like, yeah. I've been told by both of them, even before the other one left, is keep tabs on Cameron and Gianna. I'm like, at first I'm like, well, I'm not really paid for that. I don't really get paid to do that or something like that. He's like, I know, but if you could just do me a favor. Like, he was really nice about it, so I'm like, okay, sure, whatever. So, like, I'll very rarely, like, they do such a good job, I don't really need to care. Like, I don't really need to do that, but, you know, very rarely I'll just check in, make sure they're doing all right. But, like, I don't need to do that because they do a good at their jobs. I don't really need to come in and be like, so, by the way, you're cutting chicken wrong. Cameron, stop being misinformed about every goddamn thing. Just learn how to just read people's minds, damn it. Like, I don't know. So, but before we let Cameron go, because I know Cameron's firing up some stories in his mind there. John hasn't talked in a while. John, you want to tell us one of your stories?
Yeah, I got one in mind. This would be when I was at boot camp. And around, like, I think it's the like beginning of the second week during the program there, they had us like all sit down and be like, we had this checklist of things they had to tell us before like the real stuff began, and everyone was on the same page. We were like, yeah, we had this checklist, everything you told us, we learned, and we all know how to do this. But there's this one guy, and I don't know if he was trying to be funny or if he was just stupid. I'm leaning towards the second one, because he was like, no, I didn't learn that. And we were all like, what the hell are you talking about, bro? And even the people in charge are like, what do you mean? Like, we showed you how to do that. Everyone's on the same page. What are you talking about? And he just kept, like, to his guns that he did not know what he was supposed to know. And all the rest of us, like, man, just shut up. And if you don't know, just lie. Like, we want to get through this. We want to not be screamed at because you don't know your shit. Like, he was pissing me off. And I imagine some of the other guys were pissed off at him. And it went on for, like, what felt like half an hour. This guy just claiming he didn't know stuff that he must have seen, learned. Like, there's no way he would have not known it. There's so many stuff like that with not just that one person, because I honestly don't remember who it was, but it was very frustrating. And people were like, you're making it way worse for all of us because you're an idiot.
Yeah, I mean, that happens so many damn times, though. Like, in any workplace environment, that's not even a workplace environment necessarily, but that happens all the time, where one person ruins it for everybody. It's the same class thing where it's like, the teacher's like, oh, if one person doesn't speak up, everyone gets in trouble. No, that's stupid! Why would you make everyone get in trouble when only one person's the problem? It's annoying.
Right.
But, yeah, so that would be absolutely frustrating to me. Yeah. And you said there's multiple times that happened? It wasn't just the same person?
There's multiple things where it was like that, where, like, someone was just like, if they should have lied, or they should have just, like, shut their mouth, but they just stuck to whatever they were saying, and it was like, clearly you're wrong. Clearly you're mistaken. And they're just like, no, I'm right.
Yeah, that's... Stubborn people like that are definitely a problem. When they're just like, oh, nope, I'm right, you're wrong, just shut up. So, but there's...
Especially those...
Go ahead.
Sorry, continue.
No, you're fine, go ahead.
I was just going to say, especially those in authoritarian, like, positions, because, like, you really can't, like, do much against it. Like, you really... They're just going to say, I'm right, you're wrong, and you really can't do anything without getting, like, consequences or backlash. And it, like, you literally just can't do, like, anything besides sit there and take it, because they have the power over you. and there's nothing you can do.
Yeah. I mean, some people luckily have the ability to be like, to kind of stand up in their own way, because they can't, and this is a thing we actually didn't mention in Gianna's story here, is because in my conversation with me, he was like, oh, by the way, I'm thinking of firing Cameron. And my initial thought was, you can't fire him because he had his own opinions about how stuff is run around here. You can't, that's not a fireable offense. If you were to fire him, if he was able to, which he probably could with his parents, he could sue the crap out of you and you'd lose because he has proof. Like, so there's a couple things like that where I'm like, they can't fire you for saying crap. Like, that's not how that works. So, but yeah, it's always just like, when people are in position of power, they always think that they're better than everyone. It's kind of annoying. But again, like Gianna was saying, there's not too much you can do sometimes. You just kind of got to bite the bullet and keep going. But it always ticks you off because it's annoying. So.
And then it's fun work stories to share with your coworkers and your friends and family at home.
Yeah, and then you get to be on a podcast where you can share it with the world.
Everything. Yippee, yippee.
Everything works out. But Cameron, I think it's high time you tell us a story about how you fare at work and not being informed about anything.
All right, so I got like two in my head that I think I can get out, but like I'm gonna save one for later. I'm kind of gonna do Gianna's, but from like my perspective and the other things that were like happening at the same time.
Oh yeah, okay, cool.
Obviously, like we're all doing that. We're talking about the minor laws, as she was saying, and I got a text, and it was like he told us to put something up somewhere. And we used, like, again, we're never informed on anything, so I kind of just have to, like, guesstimate, or I just have to ask a bunch of questions, which is really annoying. Like, it's probably annoying them, even though it's not my fault. And so I was, like, putting the things up where I thought they would want it to go, which is conveniently right next to a security camera. So, like, as I'm putting the thing up, the camera's staring at me in the eyes like it's Big Brother. And I'm over here putting things. I was like, dude, wouldn't it be crazy if I like fell? Like I'm a minor doing this. Like I could sue them, right? Like if I fell or like got hurt. Because there was one time where the bad manager left me alone for 30 minutes. Keep in mind, I was 16. And no, 45, I'd say. He left at 8. I ended up leaving at 8:45. And even though I didn't have much to do, it's like, what if I fell? Or what if something fell on me? I got knocked out. And no one can open the door. Like, if my mom, you know, like, what are they going to do? Like, I'm just not going to answer a call, and then someone's going to have to call the police, and they come in there, or they come in there the next day, and I'm just on the floor.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it doesn't matter if they're there or they're not, but it's better that they're there.
Yeah.
And so they're talking about that. Yeah.
With both of us, before I turned 18, they would leave both of us alone in the store for minutes to hours on end, just by ourselves.
And I'm still registered. They have my working papers for a 15-year-old, and I'm 17. And so, like, every shift I've worked, pretty much, I want to say is, like, illegal, but, like, that's kind of what it's, I say as a joke, but it feels like that. Because, I mean, I'm technically 15, as they know, with my working papers. So, but besides that, you know, we're putting up stuff like that, and then Gianna gets the call, and then she's like, Cameron, it's for you. And I was like, oh, maybe it's this person who called yesterday who wanted to talk to the manager when I told them the manager would be here, but they just left or something. So I answer the phone, and he goes, you guys want to keep talking shit about me? And not only did my face drop, my heart dropped, my ass crack dropped, my everything dropped. And I was like, well, we wouldn't if you just paid us on time. And he was like, when has there ever been one time that I haven't paid you guys? I was like, and I told, like, I don't want to get attitude on the phone, but I was like, that's not the point. It's you don't pay us on time. It sounds a lot worse if I say, hey, give me the money you legally owe me for the hours I worked for your business today when I'm due it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it sounds way worse than, hey, can I have my money? Because he's like, oh, you should, he's like, if you really were so pressed about it, just ask me. And I was like, I couldn't even argue over the phone because I'm not going to win with a manager over the phone. And he's like, oh, I'm going to come back there. I'm going to sit you guys down. So we're waiting for him the whole day, and he didn't come back. And I told Gianna, I was like, you know what I'm going to do? Tomorrow, I'm coming here 11 sharp when the good manager comes here, and I'm talking to him about this because I've already been pissed enough.
Yeah.
And so I go there, 11 sharp, got my nice attire on. I got my khakis, my brown jacket, and looking very snazzy, quite frankly, the best. And
okay.
And so I sit down. And I was like, okay, we got. I was like, did Jeet tell you anything about what happened yesterday? He's like, no. So I kind of told him. I left out the parts where it made me look like a bad person, obviously. Like, why would I admit to that?
Yeah.
But I mean, I can talk as much shit about my manager as I want.
Yeah.
Like, what are you going to do? You can't fire me for that.
Yeah.
I mean, you could. You could and fire also, me for, like, another excuse.
And also, is it really talking shit if we were just telling the truth? We weren't talking shit. We were just telling straight fucking facts. And
hey, he doesn't pay us on time. Sometimes the truth hurts. Yeah. I know. Like, but obviously, he can't handle that. And then, so I'm telling him stuff. Jack, I don't care. Okay.
I mean, like, as long as you don't say their last name. As long as you don't say their last name, it's okay. But, like.
Okay, so anyway, good manager. You can edit that out, right?
I mean, like I said, if you say their, like, last name, then I have to edit it out. If you say their first name, no one really is going to look into that, so.
Okay, yeah. Can I use the bad manager's first name? Because it's going to slip out at some point.
It's easy.
It's yeah, honestly, letter. Yeah, it's just a letter, so you can probably say it.
All right. So, Jack and G, okay? G's the bad manager. Jack's the good manager. So I sit down with Jack, and I tell him, it's like, hey, there's stuff going on with, like, G. Like, it's being really annoying. He's being really nitpicky about stuff. He's unprofessional. He's not doing his job. Like, I'll close at night. And, like, obviously he does his job, but they own it 50-50. And when it came to closing time, it was like, even if it was really busy, he's like, I'll just sweep the lobby tomorrow. Or I'll just leave some of the dishes in the sink. We'll do it tomorrow. Like, we're leaving the place unfinished. But if it was me or Ethan or me and Gianna closing, and we did that, and the next day he comes in. Yeah, we gotta get a text in. He's like, hey, because I got a text that there were streaks on the counter, like the metal counter. I think it's like aluminum or something. But like the counter where we make the food and stuff like that, like you wipe it down with sanitizer, which is never sanitizer, by the way. It's always like Windex or Pine-Sol or something.
Oh, don't even get us started on that shit.
And he texted me, he's like, yo, you forgot to, not forgot to, he's like, hey, you left streaks on this. So I get there. Keep in mind, I've worked there since they opened. I've worked there for over a year. And he texts me, he's like, and then he texts me that I did it wrong. And when I come in, he teaches me how to wipe down the counter.
I know how to wipe down the counter.
Because that's how you taught me before. But ever since we switched it to, I don't know what Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle slime we're wiping the counter with, but it's not like it used to be.
Dude,
so,
like,
it's just not just like, and even Jack agrees. He was telling me, he's like, yeah, G just doesn't care enough. You know, he's not, you know, a hard worker. And then when G told me about it, he was like, oh, because there was this one time I slipped, which was pretty funny. I'll admit that. I fell, and it was funny. And the first thing he did was like, he didn't ask if I was okay. Like, I was laughing with the customer, but he was laughing, like, at me.
Yeah.
And that's just rude. Like, if he laughed with me, that'd be hilarious. But then he had the audacity to go back and pull the camera footage up to laugh at it again, and I still had not been asked if I was okay. And so when he found out that was a thing that I got pissed at, that was a nitpicking thing. He's like, dude, next time, if you want me to give you, like, a hug and ask you if you're all right and stuff, and he's like, that is so unprofessional. Like, that's the thing that you're trying to make me feel bad about, like, what, like, oh, I nitpicked at something because you're just a rude person. No, there are two separate times that I didn't get a paycheck for a month straight because Jeet wouldn't write my check.
He forgot to
Jack is supposed to tell him, hey, this is how much you owe him, and then he's supposed to write the check that day. And the day that he called us and said, hey, you want to keep talking shit, literally, I was so pressed enough, and I was talking to my mom in the car. I got out of the car, I saw G, and I said, hey, is my check in there? And he goes, oh, no, text Jack, he'll give it to you tomorrow. No! No, I want it now.
I want it now, yeah. The day it's owed to me.
God forbid, what if I have something to pay?
Yeah, like,
what if they do that?
What if...
So much. All the fucking... Like, literally, they... So much, they would have us wait for our paychecks. Because... And I'm an adult. I have things to pay. Mm-hmm. I have bit, I have things that need to be paid. And they're like, oh, well, you know, maybe tomorrow. And then it would be times where tomorrow comes and they don't got a checkbook. They don't got enough cash. It got to points where they would Cash App our money. Yeah. We had to block them on Cash App because what are we, what, like, what?
Yeah.
I want, like, my money in hand. I want my money in right into my bank account. I don't want to have to go through a third party. Like, just give us our money and we won't be upset.
Right. Yeah.
Like, the time where I had to wait a full month, I didn't say anything either because I just want to see how long it could go. And then, you know, if it got really bad, I would, like, I could call the police about it if I wanted to, or the labor department. And I literally had to come in, like, end of the month, and he gave me a check and three stacks of cash for what I was owed. And then I ended up leaving there with, like, $700 or something over, like, the month. This was, like, school. So I'm taking hours out of my day in a school week to get the money I should have had a month ago every week in the month. But right. I have to waste his time, too, to do it all at once because someone couldn't write a freaking check.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, like, I never got Cash App. Is like, there's a moment actually recently where he, like, was like, I forgot exactly what this is the good manager, by the way, that I'm talking about, not the other one. Where he's like, can you download Cash App? And I'm like, I'm old. I only have PayPal. So that kind of diffused the situation because he didn't try to press it further. Cause I was like, I kind of showed no interest in downloading Cash App. So that way he couldn't pay me via cash. Cause I knew why he had asked that question because these two had told me previously that they got paid through Cash App. So I kind of shut that down pretty quick. And so I got paid in cash right after. Speaking about getting paid in cash, actually, my next story is actually revolving around to kind of like, what was this, a month ago or 4 weeks ago, whatever this time was.
Is this $3?
What was that?
Is this the $83?
Well, it's sort of relating to it. Yeah. This was a day that all three of us, this was a day that all three of us were there again. There was another Saturday like this. I think Gianna was opening. So the opening shift is from 10 to whatever time they end, really. And then I would get there. I think I got there at 11. I got there a little before, obviously, because I wanted to get there a little before. And this was a Saturday, I think, but Friday we weren't there, so we couldn't have gotten paid Friday unless we went in specifically. So we were there, and I think I opened my check or my envelope first. It was like $400, and I'm questioning, like, okay, it still seems a little low for what I've gotten from the last week, but whatever, I'll deal with that later. And then I want to say like 30 minutes an hour into the restaurant being open, Gianna eventually went to go open hers. And again, I forgot exactly what I was doing, but she calls me over and she's like, Ethan, come look at this. And I'm like, all right. And she shows me, she got like $750, 700 and something dollars, right? And I'm like, okay, this is not adding up. This math ain't mathing right now. How, cause the way this works is I'm full time there currently. Gianna is like, I want to say, what do you average? Like 30 something hours on a normal week.
Yeah.
30 something hours. And then Cameron's like 25 to 30, somewhere around there. So they're technically part-time. I'm technically full-time. And so I'm like, how did you get 700? Like, I was happy for her, but I'm like, how did you get $700 and I got 400? This isn't making any sense. And so what we did is I waited for Cameron to come in because I can't open his envelope. Obviously, that's illegal. So I was waiting for him to come in because I wanted to see how much he got. And he had came in, I think, that Friday. So he had got his paycheck already. So all that was in his envelope, if I recall, was tips, I'll get the tips in a second. But I text the manager, the good one, and I'm like, hey, is there a reason that my thing only had 400, whatever, I think it was like $405, $405 in it. And he texts back like, yeah, that's including tips or whatever. So he confirmed that that's what it was supposed to be. And a little background information is we found out, well, Cameron, I don't know the exact order of events, but Cameron had told me this. So he must have found out first. And then I don't know where Gianna found out and all this, but we had found out that we weren't making tips for an entire month in terms of digital tips, which again has to go to us because the managers can't take tips. That is illegal. So we had found that out. I had found that out through Cameron like a couple of days prior, actually, I think. And so that's where the tips come into play in the envelopes. And even with that included, there's no chance that I had $405 and then she had 700 whatever. I'm like, this, there's no gap where that makes any sense. And so I text him, I'm like, because I looked at my home base app, which is the, that's a popular app used by many companies. Sponsorship, please, give me your money. But it was like, I think it was like, $500 something. It was like 500, it was more, closer to 600, but $500 something. I'm like, oh, yeah, so on my home base app, it tells me that I have 500 and whatever dollars. So what's up with that? And he's like, oh, wait, I must have calculated it wrong. Can you ask what Gianna has? And I just, I just asked her to double check what she has. And I, again, it was like $700 something. And he's like, oh yeah, I messed this up. And I'm like, okay, what does that mean to me exactly? Cause I need my money. Like, what does this mean to me? So he calculates it. He's in the, remember, he's not in the restaurant at this point. He's somewhere else. He's, in fact, he's like working on his car or something, whatever he was doing. And he texts me back. He's like, oh yeah, I definitely messed this up. You're supposed to get this amount. It was like almost, it was like 600 something. And then he had texted Gianna what she was supposed to get, which was obviously less than what she had got. And obviously I felt kind of bad because, like, if I saw $700 in my thing, I'd be like, holy crap! Thank you, Jesus! But no, like, she obviously couldn't take it because it wasn't technically hers. And so we had gotten that, and then, like I said, Cameron's was just, I think, if I recall, Cameron, correct me if I'm wrong, it was just your tips that was in your thing?
Yeah, because I got paid the day before.
Right.
At which I had to come in at, like, 10 o'clock at night because I had a movie to go to that day. But you know, when I'm supposed to come in and my money's supposed to be there, whether I come in when we open, whether I come in at 3 or 4, I came in at 4. Well, like I came in at like 3:30, wasn't there. He said he would be there at 4. Came in at 4, said he was going to be there at 4:30. So I didn't get my money until 10 o'clock at night.
Damn. But yeah, so that happened, and then when we had counted the money, when we had each gotten, it was really just me and Gianna, because, like I said, Cameron had already gotten his thing. Once we had counted the money, there was $83 just kind of there. It was, like, just kind of there. And I'm like, well, we're all kind of like, where did that come from? Because, like, I understand miscounting, like, a couple bucks here and there, but $83, what's up with that? And so I asked him, and he kind of dodged the question at first, then I asked him, I tried to lump it into another conversation thing, and he sort of answered it then. He was just like, oh, I must have miscounted. And I never actually texted him, you miscounted $83. Like, I didn't want to be too sassy, especially over the phone, because over the phone, you can interpret things wrong. So I didn't necessarily say that, but we were there for a while, because I was supposed to clock out at 4, and I did. But I didn't leave until, like, 6, because we were all just sitting there talking with each other about how baloney this was, because not only were we paid incorrectly, but we also, there's just $83 just randomly sitting there. And, like, it was just, the whole situation just kind of ticked us all off. Like, we were there, luckily it was a slower day, so we kind of just all sat in the back and talked with each other for a while. Like, I was pissed, because, like, I was not getting paid, because what if I didn't say anything about my 400? What if I was just like, oh yeah, that makes sense? Like, I just wouldn't have gotten the extra 200 that I should have gotten. So, yeah, that story is, the day was good because these two were here, but other than that, I did not enjoy that day very much. So.
That day sucked. That day, I went on my break happy. I was living life, you know, I went on my break with a smile. I came back. That smile was ruined. That smile, I don't think, came back that night.
Her face literally went from 100 to 0. Like, that's it. I felt so bad. Felt so bad for her because, like I said, if I got $700, I'd be like, "Oh, yippee!" And then someone tells me, like, "Oh, that's not your money."
And then didn't even get to keep the $83 extra. I feel like I should have gotten to keep that, or any, like, split it between us three at least. Like, we, like, for the inconvenience. Like, you got three people telling you counted this shit wrong and there's an extra $83. Where does $83 come from? I feel like we don't even need to worry about it anymore. It's on our hands. We could take care of it, you know? But we didn't want to get in trouble, so we just left it for him and he took care of it.
Yeah.
Like, good people, because we're good people, I guess.
Well, the thing was, like, these two had posed that question to me. And I was like, guys, we can't take it. We legally cannot take it. Because if we take it, it's not our money right now. If we take it, that's considered theft. And so I was like, yeah, we literally can't take it. So we just left it there. We left it there because we wanted to see what he would do with it. Because we were just curious of, like, if he would be like, oh, wait, guys, I forgot. You're supposed to get this amount from this or whatever. I don't know what he was going to do with it. But he just ended up putting it back eventually. So
it ended up sitting there for like a week, though.
It was there for
a
while.
Sitting there for multiple days after.
Yeah, it was there for a while, and he knew about it because he looked at it. But yeah, it was just kind of it was a sad day. It was an angry day. Like, it was just like all the emotions were floating around that day. Because I was pissed at the fact that I didn't get my paycheck was completely off. Like, it wasn't like off by $5. It was off by almost $200. Like, how do you like what? What do you mean almost $200? And then I felt so bad for Gianna because, like I said, I felt like I was happy for her that she got the money, but I was like, this doesn't make any sense. How does this add up in terms of anything? Cameron was pissed because he was like, obviously 83 was like just kind of sitting there staring us in the face. It's like, where'd this come from? So, yeah, that was a fun day. Fun in quotes, but
fun. So fun and funky fresh.
But moving on, Gianna, you want to tell us another good old story?
Yeah, I'll actually tell one that happened not too long ago. So, a few weeks ago, I was asked, like, if I could stay a little later in the day than I was normally scheduled. And I was like, I could stay maybe like 2 hours later. Like, I was working till like 4 that day. And I was like, maybe like I could get off at like maybe 6 or 7. And I don't know.
6, 7.
And Cameron was, shut up, Cameron. Cameron was working with me. And he was dead set on leaving at 4. He was like, I don't care. I'm leaving at 4. I'm on the schedule. 4:04. He asked me to stay till 5. I'm not staying till 5. I'm on the schedule till 4. I'm leaving at 4. I don't care. And I was like, oh, okay. Okay, you do that. I don't really care. Because I'm just trying to, you know, get my money and go home. So we're working. And he tells us, like, he'll be there around, like, 4 or whatever. And then we get a text at, 3:30. 3:30. Mind you, he said he wouldn't be able to come in because he was working on his car in Rochester. And Rochester is like an hour and a half away from our store. So he knew about an hour ago that he was not going to make it to the store by 4. So he texts us at 3:26. 30 minutes before Cameron's supposed to leave and like an hour and a half before I'm supposed to leave. If one of you guys could do all day, great. But if not, could you guys close up at 4 and leave a sign up that says 11 to 4 with today's date? My car is not together, still in Rochester, and I'm not sure how long this is going to take.
I love how you're reading the text.
Yeah, I pulled that up. Trez. So me and Cameron are just kind of looking at each other because, mind you, it's the morning. So we're still doing all of our prep stuff. So we still had to make stuff. We still had to cut things. There's still not chicken for tomorrow. Ethan's about to open tomorrow. And I'm sitting here stressing because the chicken's not cut and he ain't got no chicken for tomorrow. I don't want to leave Ethan with no chicken. I'd be pressed if I came in and there was no chicken. Personally, that's one of our
I just wrote a sign saying we're closed today. Like, it's like, we're closed. Sorry, I got to cut chicken.
Come on, guys. Let's do some critical thinking. You knew. So now we have all of this stuff to do. We still have to, like, do prep and then close at 4. It's 3:30. It's 3:30. So I'm speeding, hurrying up on this chicken. There's a bunch of dishes in the back, too. Cameron's working on the dishes in the back. Like, I mean, a big pile of dishes. A nice big heaping pile. So I tell Cameron, I'm like, you know, like, I feel bad. Like, you wanted to go at 4, you can go at 4. And he's like, I might stay. I want the money. And I was like, okay. So we're chilling. We're like, you know, trying to close up before it comes around. We lock the doors. People are still coming up to the doors. And every time a person comes up, I'm closing in the front. So every time a person comes up to the door, I just see them read the sign. Their smile drops. They sigh and they walk away. It was actually hilarious. But Cameron, at some point, calls Ethan. I'm going to let Cameron tell this part on how Ethan got here. Because I was in my own world. I don't know how Ethan got here. I'm not
so, you know, so, I'll tell my side of it because these guys scared the shit out of me. Because I forget. This was the day after the story I just told. And so, like, obviously, who told the story? I already forgot who told the story about the bad manager and how we got in trouble. We all kind of did a little bit. But, so, like, they can hear stuff on the cameras. So I'm thinking, the first thing I got was Cameron called me, and I was doing something at the time, so I never saw it even happen. And I always have my ringer off, so I never hear it. It's just, I always have to see it. And so, when I do get to my phone, I see that I missed a call from Cameron, and Gianna had messaged me saying, call us as soon as you can, or call us when you get a chance, or something like that. And I'm like, oh shit, are we getting in trouble again for talking crap again? Cause, like, that's what I'm thinking. My mind also went to, like, really bad places, like, oh, they better not be getting fired right now, or I'm gonna lose it, something like that. And so they scared the crap out of me, basically, and I called, Cameron back, and he's like, and then he described exactly what Gianna had just said. But yeah, Cameron, if you want to tell the other side, then go ahead.
Okay, wait, I kind of forgot where I was going to start off. Wait, start with, like, the last one.
So, because you...
You told Ethan to call us.
Yeah, you did that.
Oh, yeah, okay. I did call Ethan before, and I was like, hey, you want to, like, either come in for, like, emotional support or... Do you want to, like, come in and get some hours in or something? And then I was like, okay, but I got to call Jack. So I called Jack. I think I texted him. Or I called him. I don't know. And I said to him, I was like, yo, so we still got, like, a bunch of dishes because we were going to leave that for you guys to do. And we still got extra prep to do because there's going to be people with, like, left with nothing. And I was like, you think Ethan could come in? And he's like, how long do you think it's going to take? I was like, probably, like, hour and a half. He's like, really? And I was like, yeah. Ended up being, like, hour 45. We were goofing around just a little bit. We were kind of goofing around. And so Ethan comes in, and then he's kind of there for emotional support. Like, he was doing stuff, but, like, he was getting easy pay. Like, you got a solid, like, hour 45 of, like, pay for, like, doing, like, 30 minutes of work.
Yeah.
Like, he was helping with the dishes. I think we were sweeping a bit. Did you take the garbage out? I don't know if we were taking the garbage out the next
day. No, I honestly, I asked Gianna if she needed help, but I just kind of let her do her own thing because she didn't say anything
specific. Yeah. But yeah, so, like, Ethan got an easy day. I mean, it was like 2 hours out of his day, but I mean, like, it was an easy 2 hours.
It was 2 hours, but it was also on a Sunday, which I told them from the beginning. Oh, yeah. I don't work Sundays, so. But I wanted to come in at... They was, like I said, I was mostly there for emotional support because they were furious. They were fuming when I got in there.
But yeah.
Yeah.
It was like, what the? Like, we can't just ever give people a heads up. Like, you asked us at 3:30, 30 minutes before you wanted us to close, you asked us to close.
Yeah.
And when you knew an hour and a half ago, so you would have known at 2 o'clock that you couldn't be there. Because even if you left at 2 o'clock, you would just get here at 4. And then I would probably have to stay 15, 30 minutes depending on, you know, I don't know if there's traffic, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And he was still working on his car. His car, he would have had to wrap up his car still, get to us. And he told us to close and didn't turn off the online orders. We had to text him to turn off the online orders because we were still getting them. We were like, what the hell? What the hell? People are going to come in and I'm going to say, there is no food here. There is no food. I'm not making, because also at one point in time, we were not allowed to make the online orders until the people came and got them. So people would have to order online, then the DoorDasher or the pickup person would come in, and they would have to wait for the orders to be made so it wasn't, like, soggy or anything. And sometimes these DoorDashers, we'd get an order for 5 p.m., they wouldn't come in till 7!
Yeah.
7! Like, sometimes they wouldn't come in at all.
Hashtag so. People suck.
Yeah. The worst part of the job to me is DoorDash stuff. Because, first of all, we make no tips off of that because obviously they're DoorDash drivers. And second of all, they come late. And then sometimes when we have, like, oh, this, I'm not going to use this in my story because I'm going to save this for something else. But, like, I was working with the good manager here, and we got an order. Like, he calls me, like, hey, can you hop on the line and help with this order? And I'm like, sure, I'm just thinking it's like, oh, it's like a couple bowls, you know, whatever. It was like 8 combos, 5 bowls, like, they got 15 drinks or something, and I'm like, oh, this person better be, like, giving this to the president, because this is ridiculous. And, so, luckily, he was there with me, but I showed these two the receipt, I'm like, is it too late to quit? Because, like, it was, I was so upset. Like, who, and then they had the audacity, the same person had the audacity to order again. Luckily, they caught, like, cut off a lot of the combos, because, my goodness, it's just, I was so upset.
And it was when I was working, so I would have been impressed. Yeah. I would have been impressed if I got an order. Like, I probably would have told Ethan, hey, I'm going to go sit down in the minute or in the back for a minute and just sob my eyes out.
Let me know if you need me. That's worse.
I've had to do that a few times. Shout out to Ethan. I really have had to go in the back and just take a minute for myself because... Ooh, especially with these these customers, the DoorDashers specifically, they will come in and shove their phone in your face, not saying a word.
If they come to the right place, let's say. If they actually manage to go into the right place.
Yeah, there's
a tropical smoothie. No, actually.
Yeah, there's a tropical smoothie next to us. There's a Jersey Mike's next to us. And then, like, me and Cameron told each other this, and I'm absolutely doing it on, like, the last couple days or whatever. They call, like, hey, is this not? I'll be like, no, this is Patrick. They're like, there's, like, something like that to screw with them, because it's like, you had to look on the website for the number you just called. What do you mean you don't know what this is? And then that's for the people calling. If they come in and ask, I'm going to be like, I'm definitely doing it, because you had to walk past, like, four different signs telling you where you are. So, like, at that point, you're just stupid, all right? So... Yeah.
And then you're coming in, looking at a bunch of Indian food, and saying, hey, is this where the smoothies are?
Let me make you a chicken smoothie. We'll see what happens.
I'm so happy that no one's ever asked if it was Starbucks, because I'm curious.
I'd lose my crap if they said, like,
how about we take Starbucks and push it somewhere else?
I'd be like, yeah, this is Starbucks. How can I help you? And this is like, I just go with it until they realize their stupidity. But yeah. So, John, real quick, you want to give another story based on what you got going on over there?
Yeah, I mean, I have a different experience than you guys, so I'm just sitting here listening, there's one time, so a bit of background for this one is I got injured and had to, I was sent to the hospital, it was a whole ordeal. Anyway, because of that, I was in this, like, outside of training area where you just, they called it RHE, where it was meant for people who were injured like me to heal, or for people who, did something wrong. Like, sometimes it was anywhere from somebody called them racist and to something, like, actually real that should be addressed. And so, normally, not much is supposed to happen because people are supposed to be healing. And so it was a very boring experience. And one day I was just minding my own business reading my book because they eventually allowed us to do even that. And they come in, start screaming at us. I'm like, I didn't do anything wrong. I've just been sitting here for the last 2 weeks because I can't do nothing. And they threw my book on the floor, which I thought was a little unnecessary. And they went to, like, what they call the squad base, where, like, everyone sleeps and stuff. And usually if someone did wrong during the training part, they might get their, like, mattress flipped over, where it was, like, it would ruin your bed, and so you had to remake it. Nothing too crazy would happen. And what they did was, it looks like a tornado had gone through that squad bay. And people were saying it's the worst they've ever seen it get messed up. And I was like, what did we even do wrong? And I don't know what rule was broken by somebody, but somebody did messed up and still don't know what happened. I don't know why they were so mad at us, but they completely messed everything up. But we spent like 2 or 3 hours fixing everything and putting it back the way it was supposed to be. And I was like, why did this happen? Why can't people, like, if someone did mess up, maybe punish them, you know, give them, like, some min warnings or something like that. Don't just, like, freaking mess with everybody else who's minding their own business, trying to heal. It was just wild.
So, you still don't know what happened?
Still don't know. Don't know why what they were upset about. Presumably it was somebody who was talking smack, but their punishments for people who were talking smack were anywhere from yelling at us to making us do exercise to whatever that shit was. Wow. So I don't know what happened. I don't know what had pissed them off so severely that they had to do all that.
Yeah, I was going to say, like, that's so over the top that, like, I'm surprised you just never found out. Like, that's crazy.
No, no. No clue.
All right, well, that's, I'd be so mad, too, because it's not like you did anything, but you still had to pay for the consequences of it.
Right, like, I still had to spend quite a while. Luckily, my bed was fine because they pushed a bunch of other beds into it, so they couldn't really do anything to it. I was just hoping, like, put everything where it was meant to go and, like, cleaning up the floors because they had thrown toilet paper all over the place. It was not great.
Yeah, that sounds like it sucks. I mean, at least you got a little bit better off, it sounds like, so. But.
Yeah.
All right, folks. Well, before we end, do we have one last story, Cam and Jonna? Do we got any? I mean, I'm trying to think, like, of another story where all three of us are involved. Because that'd be a good story to end on, is like a story that we're all involved in. I mean, we've kind of said like the biggest pieces. I mean, there's obviously stories that are smaller.
Yeah, we did the $83 coming out of my ass. we did the boss one.
Yeah.
Like, I know there's been other times where like all three of us were there for like an hour.
Yeah, it wasn't very long.
Because me and Gianna get there and then you want to go on your break. Yeah. So we kind of just sit there.
I mean, yeah, I guess it's just, you know, let's just do free reign. You guys can tell whatever story. So, Cameron, go ahead and tell your last story.
All right. So, I've been shorted $100. And so basically, this is one time, I'm going to just start out of that. You guys can imagine as I'm talking about, like you read the book before you watch the movie type shit. And so I come here and there's this one guy that comes in and he looks homeless. Okay. Looks homeless. And he's like, what can I get for like $5? And I told him, oh, you can get this, whatever. And he's like, oh, I'll get a piece of naan bread. And I'll be like, okay. So I make it. I go to the register. He's like taking forever talking to me. It sounds like he's trying to like make me feel bad for him, kind of. He was a fake homeless person. Spoiler alert. And so he's sitting there and he was like, how much was that? I was like, oh, it's like $1, $2, whatever. $2.16. And he was like, okay. He pulls out a $50 bill. I was like, okay, this is pretty sketchy. And then I continue to open the register. Then I gave him, like, however much I was going to give him back. And he's like, oh, actually, can I exchange that 20 for two 10s? And before you know it, you know that one scene in, I think it's what, Bruce Almighty, where Jim Carrey's at the keyboard, typing all the prayers and stuff? That's how fast my hands were moving. Back and forth, because he has like 4 to 5 different piles of bills on the register. And I'm sitting here trying to control them all, and I can't be rude to him because there's a lady sitting right next to it, like right next to the register, waiting for her DoorDash. So if I give this man attitude, it's going to make us look bad. I can't do that. And as soon as I call my manager over, he was like already walking over and he was getting pissed at the guy. He's like, dude, I know you people, like, I know I've been scammed before, blah, blah, blah. He's like, you guys gotta leave, get out, I know what you're doing, all that stuff. So, he leaves, turns out, $100, I was scammed out of $100, cause he was doing that stupid thing where he just overloads you with like, whatever money you were supposed to be given, cause there's no winning with that. Cause once they like, put like 5 different bills out, like stacks on the register, you lost track. They know what they're doing, but you lost track. So if they say, oh, you actually owed me this, oh, you took one of my $100 bills, you can't really deny it because they're just going to keep arguing. Like, it's like, oh, you scammed them. So turns out he left with $100 and I thought I was going to get fired. I was like really pissed at myself. I was like, damn, I feel horrible. So I tell Jack, I was like, I text him. I was like, you can take $100 out or whatever. I was like, I feel really bad about it. And he was like, okay. But he was like, he said, okay, but I'm not going to do that. Like, he understood, like, how I felt about it. He's like, it's okay. It's happened to me before. I'm not going to do it. And he said, but I am going to talk to Jeet about it, which is the bad boss. So I'm going to talk to Jeet about it, though. And he talks to him. and the next paycheck that I get, there was $100 missing.
Mm.
So, I still have not seen that money to this day.
And Cameron has never seen the money to this day.
To this day, and we're closing.
Yeah.
Soon.
Well, so I mean, I'm gonna get it. Honestly, in the last like stretch, you probably should ask. Just be blunt and ask. Yeah. What are they going to do? Fire you? You like, I mean, what are they going to do? Because it is
before.
It is technically your money. Like they didn't like.
Yeah.
So.
Anyway. And it's a register. It's a register failure. Not. It's like me on the register failure, but they can't like do that.
Yeah, they can't really.
They're and they didn't even train you on it.
Yeah, they never even trained me on the thing. Like, I don't know how to deal with that. Only thing they showed me with orientation was, like, a robbery, and just to give all the money to them. So if I wanted to, if I felt threatened enough, I could have just given all the money to them.
But, yeah, so that's a... But, yeah, definitely on, the, like, the last stretch, you should ask them about it and see what happens. Yeah. But, Gianna, I think you're the perfect person to end this episode with, so go ahead and give us one final story.
Okay, I will talk on when customers try and tell us how to do our jobs.
Oh my goodness.
I'm getting my popcorn.
So I remember one specific time, Cameron, I was in the back and I asked Cameron to go take care of these customers. It was like these two guys. Cameron goes up. Cameron starts taking care of these customers, whatever, killing. He's still talking to them. Another customer comes in, their order, very, very easy. I start taking them down the line. I'm finished with their order. And usually when we're finished with someone's order and we're on, like the left side of the line and the cashier is on the right side of the line, we'll just walk around the other people, go to the cash register and cash our person out because obviously they're done. Why are we going to make them stand behind somebody who isn't done with their food yet? Who hasn't even finished their bowl? Like, you don't even know what you're putting on it right now. So why are you? Okay. So I walk around and I start going to put in my, customer's like order, and they're, the customers that were with Cameron, they had kept asking him for more things. So he had gone to the cash register already and put in something, but they asked for more things. So he's still helping them. So what I was going to do is I was just going to, you know, clear that off because it's so easy to just press delete and re-put it in. It's not that hard. So I start putting in my customers and one of the guys looks over and he's like, excuse me, what are you doing? And I'm like, oh, I'm just, you know, cashing out this customer. And he goes, no, that's not how this works here. I said, I looked around for a second. I had to look for cameras. I was like, am I getting pranked right now? Where are the cut the cameras. So I'm like, you're still working with him. And he's like, well, I already did this. There's already an order on there. And I was like, yeah, I was just gonna, you know, clear it. And then he was like, no, you're gonna take us first. You're gonna cash us out first. Mind you, Cameron is still working on one of the guy's bowls. They're together. He's still talking to this guy, asking him, which toppings do you want on top of it? So this other customer, the customer that I was working with, he's looking at me with sympathy in his eyes. So I'm just standing there and I'm like basically getting bitched by these two guys because they're telling me that I need to take care of them first when I don't even know what's on their bowl. I don't know what's on your bowl. I don't know what you got. I don't know what 10 freaking sides you got. I don't know what your mama's maiden name is. I don't know you. I haven't talked to you this whole freaking time. We have not had a discussion. So now you're being rude to me when I was trying to do my job. So they're standing there. Cameron's standing there looking at me like, hey. So I'm just like, okay, you know, whatever. You can re-put in your points. You can you can stand there while I ask this man what the hell you got on your bowl. Cause you don't even tell me. You don't even tell me what you got. You're standing at me. You're staring at me acting like I'm supposed to know what you got on your stuff. And I'm supposed to know how to cash you out when I haven't been taking care of you this whole time and you're not even done. You're not even done. You asked Cameron for two more things after this. So I cash them out, I just cash them out. They go sit down. Everything's okay. My customer's like, I am so sorry that happened. And I was like, no, it's not your fault. Everything's okay. The customer had tipped, my customer, he had tipped. He felt sympathy for me. And then I ended up going in the bathroom and crying. So, yeah, there was that. That was a fun
time. Those guys are damn glad that I wasn't there. Oh, because they would have got chewed out. It would have been over. I would have died on the hill that I would have got fired. I don't care. You don't talk to people like that. That's not how that works. Like, that's unacceptable. When she told me that story, I was, like, it already happened, but I was pissed. Because I'm like, I wish I was there to chew them out. Like, I was not going to let them get away with that if I was there. But, you know, of course, unfortunately, I wasn't.
Because, like, that's not how this works. That's not how this works, yo. That's not how you treat people in freaking customer service.
Yeah, no, I would have, like, absolutely.
Handling your food.
Yeah, I would have absolutely chewed him out. Like, you don't get to talk to people. You don't get to talk to people like that. And also, we're the ones behind the line, not you. So unless you want to apply at the job, then you can tell me how this works. But until then, you're a customer and we're the boss. So, but, yeah, I was so ticked off when I heard that story. Not for them, just because that happened. But, I think that's probably a good place to wrap for this episode. Obviously, like, we complained a lot, but that's what makes life interesting. You gotta complain sometimes, you know. It can't be all sunshine and rainbows, right? So the way this, I didn't really tell these two exactly. But John already knows this because he's been on the podcast for, 3 years now? So the way this works is there's points, and as a host, I get to dish out points, and there is a winner. And I'm curious to know if you guys have any predictions, Cam and John, because John already knows about the whole point thing.
I don't. Oh, okay. No, what?
Wait, I think curious. He said John.
Yeah. No, I'm curious. I don't know. I don't have a prediction. What? Okay. Right. Well, how do these points
work? Wait, like point system, like, is it, wait, I think, like, who had the best stories?
No, so it's like it's gonna sound like North Korea. As the leader here, I decide how points are distributed. The way I did it is based on your engagement and just based on how much I liked your stories and stuff like that. It's really just boiled down to that. So if you don't have any predictions, I'll just say it. So, John, you had 53 points, so pretty good there. Cameron, you had 59 points.
W. I have lots of points.
you have lots of points. I should have bonus points for the Trump impression, but oh well, too late. Just know you won with your Trump impression. You can sleep well.
Oh, W.
And just purely because of the stories and, you know, all that jazz. Gianna, you have 60 points, so you've literally won by, like, 2 points. Now, what does this mean? It means absolutely dick diddly. You don't get any reward. There's nothing, just pride.
It means I'm better than Cameron. That's
you get nothing. You lose. Good day, sir.
You lose. Your prize is that you actually lost. That's how this works. So
yeah.
I lost because I have to go to work with Cameron right now.
That's fair.
That's crazy. I have to walk.
But, yeah, so again, means absolutely nothing, but, just for pride points, I guess, in case you care. But, yeah, honestly, the end of this episode, working, there's a couple things that can make or break your work experience, and obviously management is one of the things, but another thing is coworkers. And, if you have shitty coworkers, it's gonna make your life a lot worse.
Yeah, tell me about it.
Hey, no. But I was like, but these two are far from that. They're on the complete opposite side of the spectrum. I would not have changed anything with how this workplace has gone. Obviously, there's been bad times, not on our fault, but on the management's fault. But honestly, I wouldn't have changed anything. It's been an amazing experience with these two, and we'll see what the future holds. So, but thank you guys so much for listening to this episode. We hope we provoked the conversation, made you laugh along the way. You can find John over at Jeebens Feebens on Twitch and YouTube. He has the VOD channel as well. Go check out all the stuff he's doing. And do either of you have anything you want to promote? Because this is going to be on the internet forever. So,
I got my Instagram, but it's pretty cringy. Actually, it's pretty fire. I don't know why I said that. We'll keep me a mystery. I'm super mysterious.
Yeah, because the person that's super mysterious says I'm super mysterious.
Yeah.
But John, anything you want to promote that you're doing currently, or?
I mean, I could promote my Instagram, but, like, there's nothing really going on. I'm about to go into college, so I might start to... Wait, oh, I actually am about to go into college for cooking, so I might start posting cooking stuff. So if you guys want to follow my Instagram, it's my_fav_drug. So, yeah.
There you go. You heard it. If you don't...
That reminds me.
You got something?
I'm building an Iron Man suit.
That's it. Yeah, yeah.
Find it yourself, guys.
Yeah, audience, you find it. You only know his first name. That's all you have to go off of. But anyways. But there, you heard it from Gianna, so go check out our content. If you don't, the FBI will be en route to your location as we speak. So just, you might want to just say goodbye to your family. Just go ahead. Or, like, and then, if you don't go to John, an orphanage will get burned down. It's just how it works around here. So.
In your name.
Yeah, and we'll frame it. It will be your fault. We'll frame it on you. So just, if you don't want this to happen, go follow their stuff. That's just how it works. And you can follow me on YouTube. I'm posting, like, semi-consistently. Obviously, with work, I don't have that much time, but there's still 1,800 videos for you to watch that have been previously uploaded, so go watch all that stuff. And unspeakable things will happen to you if you don't go watch it. I'm not going to specifically say legally, but unspeakable things. So, yeah.
Like the Minecraft YouTuber?
No. I don't associate with Minecraft YouTubers. But yeah, so go check out all their stuff. And I'm going to probably skip a little bit of the rest of the outro because we're a little bit over time here. So, but thank you guys so much for listening, and we'll catch you guys next time.